Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. Today, at the front of the line, is Evie, the Cairn Terrier.
Step right up!
Hi! I'm Evie, Detective. It's nice to meet you. And you too, Peanut. And you too, Lily.
And you!
Hi!
Hello, Evie. What can we help you with today?
Well, someone's been stealing our bagels.
What?
Yep, my humans own a bagel shop, and me and my brother, Theo, help them make the bagels. Every morning, we're there so early, the sun's not even up. By afternoon, it's bedtime, because we gotta start all over again the next night.
Whoa.
It's hard work. Exhausting. But it pays off. Seeing all those humans bite into that cream cheesy bagel. Delish. Some with salmon, some with capers, some with scallions. Oh, those smiles. And then, of course, there's the bagels we eat. Bagels galore.
Are we still here or am I in heaven?
You like bagels?
Oh, don't even get her started.
Day-olds are the best.
You've only had day-olds? Wait till you try fresh. And our shop is all the rage. We have the best bagels in town. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
When?
Well, I don't know. All the bagels disappear. It's happened 3 times. We make them all, and when they're cooling, the humans go up front and have coffee, and my brother Theo and I go out back to check on our bagels. We'd like them grilled, so we prep them outside. Charcoal on a tin lid. Ooh, delicious. Anyway, when we went back inside, the bagels were gone. Gone, gone, gone. We scrambled and made a new batch. We were a little short, but we made it work. Then it happens again and again. And now I'm here, because we've got a bagel burglar.
Oh, this is not good.
No, it's not. Can you take us to the bagels?
You mean the scene of the crime?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Oh, Peanut, you and your food.
Me and my food are very good friends, this is true. But me and my bagels, oh, we got hitched a long time ago.
Evie, can you show us the shop?
Of course.
Evie leads the way. The shop isn't far.
So close to the office? How did I not know you guys?
You must not be a foodie.
Excuse me? I am the foodie of foodies, the queen of quiche, the connoisseur of the chowdown. If there is food, I know about it.
Well, you can come anytime and have a bagel, and I'll make sure it's fresh.
Ooh, I'll try a grilled one.
Done!
Let's find the beggars first and this burglar. Then you can talk food.
Come this way.
Evie leads them down the alley, past her grilling station, and into the kitchen. It's very clean.
We couldn't open today. We just couldn't make enough bagels. Everyone's so tired. 3 days in a row, double batches? I don't think so.
Evie, you said your humans go up front and you and your brother go out back, so that really only leaves the kitchen unattended.
Yep.
Suddenly, another Cairn Terrier appears from around a corner. He's wearing a chef's hat.
Hi, Theo.
Evie! You brought Detective Dexter?
I said I would.
That's awesome. Hi, Sir Dexter.
Detective, or Dexter, is just fine.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, brother.
We need to find the place where the bagel burglar is sneaking the bagels out.
I looked everywhere.
Yeah, me too. They're just too sneaky.
Dexter walks around the kitchen. Lily and Peanut do the same. They all sniff.
All I can smell is lox.
Ooh, I do love a good smoked salmon on my bagel.
We do a whitefish spread too. Oh, that's my favorite.
I smell mice.
What?
Oh, no. The health inspector won't like that. Where?
Here.
By the trash bin.
Help me.
Together, the dogs push the trash bins aside.
They're lighter than I thought they would be.
All the easier. Look.
Oh.
What?
Behind the trash bins is a large hole. Ropes hang on the inside.
Follow me.
Dexter hops inside. It's very tight.
Lily, I do not think you will fit.
Oh, all the better, Dexter. You know I hate small spaces.
Me too. I'm not so sure about this.
The terriers follow Dexter without another thought. Peanut dips a toe, then dips it again, then hops in.
Aw, man, I don't know why I let myself get pulled into these situations.
Because you work with me, and you love it, Peanut.
He's always right.
Huh? What was that?
You're right.
With Dexter in the lead, they follow the tunnel. Finally, a light shines, and they step into a large room. There are mice everywhere. And there are conveyor belts, using the ropes just like the ones hung on the side of the hole in the bagel shop kitchen.
What is this place?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
It's food heaven, though.
Each conveyor belt is carrying food over to large bins next to the wall, where mice prepare dishes.
Ah, bagels!
Sure enough, there is a bagel bin. Most of them have been cut in half already. There's pizza, burgers, pretzels, sushi, even cheesy broccoli and roasted carrots.
They are stealing the food from restaurants through their own walls.
Stealing? Nah, borrowing more like.
You can't borrow something you can't give back.
Whatever. Finders keepers.
What do you, have a line to the cheese shop too?
We got a line to everything. You crave it, we got it.
Who are you?
We are the Mercurians. The mice are Mercurians. I'm Rick. I'm the head foodie around here.
Rick, we have a problem. You've been borrowing, as you say. Evie and Theo's beggars. You cannot do this anymore. In fact, you cannot take any food anymore.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Kindly leave the bagel shop alone.
Yeah, bagel burglar!
Who you calling burglar?
Suddenly, a little mouse flies through the air.
Me! It's me! I'm the bagel burglar! I love bagels! Don't feed me anything else, I want my bagels! Oh, yeah!
You must cease and desist.
Never! I eat the bagels, I serve the bagels! Everyone loves the bagels! They're so good! I want them all!
That's not how this works.
Yeah, you can't have them all. They're not all for you. Some of us want bagels, too.
Can we get these guys out of here, Ricky?
With pleasure.
Listen, I have a proposal.
We're all ears.
What if Evie could make you a special batch so that you can have some bagels every week, but you leave what they are cooking for their customers?
Would she use the same recipe?
Of course. And we can even make them smaller, so you guys don't need to cut up the big bagels into too many pieces.
Enticing.
But you cannot take one more bagel from their shop.
You give us a batch, we don't need to take any. It's a deal. Delivery every Friday.
I think we can make that happen.
Can I get one of those hot dogs before we go?
Mice! only.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. I'll get one on the way home. Guys, let's head back.
Oui, I believe our work here is done.
They head back through the tunnel and into the bagel shop kitchen, where Lily is waiting.
What happened, guys? Did you find the bagels?
Oh, we found them all right. Lots of mice. Lots of angry, hungry mice.
Oh.
Come on, Lil. I'll tell you over a hot dog.
Every detail.
Aw, thank you, Detective. And Lily and Peanut.
Seriously? Come for a fresh bagel any day.
Or a grilled one. Once you try, you'll never go toasted again.
Oh, you can bet I'll be here every day.
Peanut, we have work to do. Perhaps 3 times a week.
I'll settle for 4.
Oh, Peanut, what am I going to do with you?
Find a hot dog stand.